Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Cross talk.
By the way, I got a text from the great Pepe Mantilla.
Pepe!
Yeah.
I'll read it in Spanish and then translate.
Okay.
Totalmente de acuerdo. La jugada no se inicia sino hasta que tienes la pelota. Pero la jugada es tan rápida que parece que caminan con el balón. Mm-hmm. Basically saying that he's in agreement with me on the Eurostep that the play doesn't start until after the ball is gathered, but it looks so fast that it looks like a travel.
Okay, so that's Pepe's final word.
Yes.
Which is the word for gather? To gather.
Incia si no hasta tienes la pelota. Tienes la pelota.
Gather
so he gathers the ball.
Yeah, okay, got it. Did you get any of that, Cap?
I did. I got all of it, as a matter of
fact. No, you didn't.
I knew pelota.
Hey, who's supposed to win this Mexico-Japan game tonight?
I think it's Japan. A toss-up. Yeah, but Japan.
Mexico.
I believe Japan's the favorite.
Viva Mexico.
If you went to Vegas, who's the favorite? You think Japan?
I believe Japan is the favorite.
I'm rooting for Mexico.
Well, the kid they have on the mound throws like 102 miles per hour.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Mexico.
Be 10K on Mexico.
Oh.
Wow. Getting cocky over there. Mexico. You know, Diaz isn't pitching anymore.
Yeah,
right?
He left. He's got a report to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They're making a big deal about
he's
it.
Staying.
Oh, he left.
That would
he
suck,
didn't leave.
Though.
He's staying.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
he stayed with Team Mexico.
He's staying with the team. He just can't pitch.
Yeah, he's not going to pitch. Yeah, I actually think the World Baseball Classic has been much better than people expected it to
I,
be.
Well, I agree. It's been good before.
The game down there with Cuba was a great scene.
It was also a wild scene with protesters too. So,
oh really? I did not notice. What are the protesters protesting?
I mean, protesting the Cuban national team being in Miami.
Somebody defected.
Oh,
right, the bullpen catcher.
Yeah, that guy.
But it was basically protesting like the injustices in their country.
Oh, in their country.
So, over there. Not
Sidato,
here,
right. How does that work?
I want to join that protest.
He defects, so he's now in America, right?
Yeah.
Is he eligible to be signed by any MLB team?
He is, but he's a bullpen catcher. He's not a major league player.
He's not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so I'm guessing he's defecting to just have a better life. Of freedom.
Yeah.
As opposed to being in a communist state.
Okay, let me ask you guys about something. Georgetown today hired the Providence head coach.
Yeah.
To be their new coach. He's a good coach. He's been to 7 or 8 NCAA tournaments, but it's clearly, you know, Georgetown's a mess.
Yeah.
Would they have been better off hiring Dawn Staley or Becky Hammon rather than doing kind of this retread thing?
Well, I don't know.
What do you guys think?
I mean, I don't know.
Or am I being unrealistic to think that a woman could coach major college, men's college
basketball?
Well,
a woman's obviously capable.
She could.
Well, but she's capable, but there are none.
Oh, right. A woman could 100% do it. The question is, would the players treat her like their coach? That's the end of the question. You know, like, we have a boss who's female. We all respect her as our boss.
Yeah, it's true.
The question is, could a bunch of young kids could they respect a female as their coach? And it's probably doesn't even sound that great to say out loud to even question.
Well,
that.
It's but never
isn't that really what it is.
Yeah, I mean, we're all being somewhat politically correct here saying, of course, she could do it. The fact is, they've never been given the chance.
Right.
And I wonder if this would have been a good opportunity. I mean, this Georgetown cannot get any lower. They won one.
I mean,
one.
Becky Hammon's coaching the best WNBA team in the planet.
Right.
On the planet.
It would so, be, I mean, she would be going for money. But Georgetown would pay her more, I think.
But I mean, maybe.
I was texting today with a friend of mine who went to Georgetown, and he's like, this is such a, I mean, nothing higher. There's no buzz, no excitement. Should they have swung for the fence and tried something radically different? I don't know if they would even consider it. I don't even know if they'd interview.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about Georgetown athletics to know what their plan would be in that scenario.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that either.
I did not think that's where you were going to go, John. I thought what you were going to say was, should they have hired
Pitino?
Rick Pitino?
Pitino, yeah.
Well, Pitino took the St. John's job.
Right,
which is a better job for him.
But that's what I was wondering, if that's where you were going. Like, if
but
Georgetown
Dawn Staley,
should have gone
if,
to somebody
if,
who had that reputation.
Dawn Staley would absolutely be a great coach of men. I don't think there's any question about that. And she would demand the respect of those dudes.
Do you think she'll ever be given that chance? Or am I being Pollyanna
doesn't want it. Why do we assume she wants to coach a men's team?
Well, I think it would be more lucrative and it would be more high profile.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I'd like to be the person that breaks down that barrier, though. I mean, maybe sure. that's attractive. You know, maybe somebody goes, hey, you know what? There's never been a woman to coach a men's team at this level, so I want to be the first one to do it.
Well, and
it can be done.
And barriers do get broken. I mean, you mentioned Boss Amanda. I mean, Boss Amanda is, I believe, the first woman to be a program director at a major market sports radio station.
I don't know the history of sports radio.
I think that's true.
I read that somewhere. Yeah, you did?
I don't. I totally
just like
did.
You thought Harvard won the first.
Harvard
time.
Did yeah. when I they there was one.
You were very
the
convincing
that,
yeah. saying that Harvard won the first.
To throw
one.
People off
yeah.
that way.
Yeah. By the way, Greg Gaines was a pretty good player, wasn't he, for the Rams last year?
Yes.
They just let him
yes,
go to Tampa good. Today.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
they're just letting defensive guys go.
Yeah. I'm not sure what their whole. Plan is. Well,
they're going to score points. They're yeah. going to try to score points.
Okay. Yeah, they haven't added
try.
Anything there either.
Try.
Yeah. They haven't added any we'll offensive see. Players either.
They'll draft guys for sure, though.
Yeah, they'll draft guys. I mean, we had Jordan Rodriguez on last week. She said they're.
I heard you baited her.
No illusion of competing in 2023.
Yeah, I would agree with her.
Yeah, I think that's true.
You got to rebuild at least 1 year.
I've resigned to the fact that that's the way it's going to be.
Are you okay with that as
yeah,
a season ticket holder?
As a season ticket holder, I'm bummed, but. It's necessary, right? It's
yeah,
necessary
well,
to rebuild.
F them picks, eventually you have to pay the piper.
Correct.
I don't really know who the piper is, but I say that too.
Yeah, I say it all the time. Pay the piper.
Yep.
Not sure. I don't know any pipers.
Yeah,
you,
I mean, I don't even know the history of the phrase.
Yeah. Where's pay the piper come from?
I could look it
What's
up.
What's the origin of pay the piper?
Sure.
It's a good idea.
No problem. Hey, listen, let me tell you something about my man Sedano here.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty good at it, but yeah. I can't even come close. The man... is a multitasking machine.
Yeah, he is. He's really good.
He can host a show and do all the research while we're on the air live. But moreover, what he did this weekend, and I don't know if anybody caught this act, when we got done getting our asses handed to us by the first guys that
yes.
lied about their team,
yep.
the rest of the way, George and I played everybody. We played the Soul Brothers.
Oh, we crushed
those,
them, by
I
the way.
I told you those guys would be no good.
You were
too
right.
Big.
We crushed them.
Yeah, I guess
big.
Kirk Morrison was kind of a weak link, right?
He was.
Yeah.
DeMarco not that good either.
Yeah, I got to be honest.
You know?
Yeah. He wasn't that good either.
So George, though, did the play-by-play of every match we were in until the very last few points in the third set against the big CY and Bergie. That's when George put the mic away and went, things are getting pretty serious now. I better put the mic away. But I'm telling
you. Well, my back was hurting too at that point.
Like 6 or 7 or 8 games of pickleball, my man played. Ended the play-by-play. Now, John, have you
I held the microphone
that?
In one hand and I had the paddle in the other.
Well, when I play golf, all my friends accuse me of basically doing a running play-by-play of whatever match we're playing in. So yeah. I've been accused of the same thing.
So the Pied Piper origin.
Yep.
The term pay the piper was brought to the attention of the masses in Robert Browning's 1849 poem, The Pied Piper of Hamelin, mm-hmm. influenced by the Brothers Grimm retelling of the tale. Okay. In the poem, Browning tells the tale... blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so that's basically what it was.
I didn't get anything from that.
I didn't...
It's in a poem.
Something about an old-timey poem.
Yeah.
Olden times. Mm-hmm. That's where it comes from.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of modern times,
mm-hmm.
I got done watching the Laker game last night.
Yeah.
And I did something that I really did it for the show.
Okay.
But I must tell you, I received very little pleasure from it. I watched episode 1 of Ted Lasso. Anybody?
It's fantastic.
I've seen it.
I loved it.
Episode 1, you loved it?
I loved it.
I liked it. What didn't
you didn't love it?
Cap, what didn't you like?
Just didn't find it to be particularly entertaining.
You're the only person I know that didn't like episode 1 of season 3 of Ted Lasso.
I guess, listen, I'm watching
here's
it. I'm
the
caught
thing.
Up. I'm just not that into
here's
the show.
The thing. Cappy didn't finish season 2
no,
until...
I did.
Until...
Yeah.
Till we made him after months of not watching it.
True,
yeah.
True.
So he's not into the show.
Well, it sounds like it's just not your jam.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, listen, I love Jason Sudeikis. I think he's great. I love the woman who's the team owner. I like the story of her and the ex-husband.
Yeah.
Of course, I have the emotion of hating the new coach.
Yeah,
on the new team.
Nate sucks.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just didn't find it overly entertaining. Now, it doesn't mean I'm done. I mean, I've come this far. I got to go all the way.
Now, I think they're wrapping this whole thing up at the
yeah,
end of season
year.
3.
Yeah.
This is last year.
It's like the last year of Succession, which I haven't started yet.
What well, doesn't come out yet?
No, I'm saying, but I haven't started any of it yet.
Oh, any of it.
I'm going to
yeah.
watch it.
Is anyone watching, is it called Shrinking?
Yeah, I tried it. It's
with Harrison Ford and what's his
Jason
name?
Siegel.
Yeah,
you know who
okay.
writes it? The
no.
actor who plays Roy Kent.
Oh,
Brett
really?
Goldstein.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He wrote it.
He writes Shrinking.
Oy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. But
I don't know if I like it or I can't tell if it's a turn on.
I haven't seen it. My
off.
Wife's watching it and she likes it, but I haven't seen it.
The girlfriend, Keely, in the show?
Yeah, yeah. Keely. Yeah.
Juno says, Temple.
She says oi a lot, too.
Oi.
Like she starts everything out with oi.
Oi. Mm-hmm.
And I can't decide if I like it or I don't like it.
Mm. You should try it today.
Well, I've been trying to think about how I can incorporate oi into like
I hear you try to
but
work
say
expressions
oi
in all the time.
It's mine. It's oi vey.
Right.
Not oi, like I'm about to say something new here, you know?
But one of my favorite things about Shadano and Cap is when you try to say things and use them in the right context and then you don't get it and then everybody's like, what's wrong with you, Cappy? That's not where you use that.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
It does happen a lot.
Happens quite
frequently. Trying to catch on with the lingo, and sometimes you screw it up.
Somebody sent me a message on social media recently. They had a picture of this really nice pizza, and they were like, this thing is bussin'. And then they hit me up, and they're like, yo, Cap, did I use that properly?
They're asking you?
Yeah, I know, right?
So then they're asking you if they're using the lingo correctly? Why would they ask you?
Well, because then I suppose I'll bring it to the court of public opinion, a.k.a. Shadano, Lindsay Baseball, a.k.a. Pickleball, and the Queen Unique, and I'll ask them, and they'll tell me if the person's using bussin' right.
Bussin' just means good, right?
I think it means really good.
Really good.
Yeah,
like,
really
good. I think dank is the next level up.
What's dank?
Dank is like that pizza is so dank.
And that means what? It's
means
good,
like,
it's bad?
It means it's fire.
Oh, it's fire.
Yeah.
You're using lingo to explain lingo.
Correct.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of the real meaning. Dank, the opposite, the real meaning is it's terrible.
Oh, it's terrible. Really? Yeah, dank sounds terrible. Like, you don't want to be dank.
Yeah.
Well, it's, like, hey, listen, you used to not want to be dope either. But now dope is super cool.
The original definition of the word dank is like musty.
Oh, yeah. Why would you use that, Cappy? You don't want musty
pizza.
No,
but dank in slang is excellent.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it started out as bad, now it's good?
Yeah, it's like bad. Bad was bad, and bad then became good.
Right. Oh,
so right?
Michael dank. Jackson for that.
All right. So the pizza's bussing and dank.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
See, I'm learning stuff.
Now you go.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got like a tie-dye hoodie on today.
Isn't it cool?
You could feel younger today.
Is this not a cool hoodie? Seriously, is this not a cool hoodie?
It kind of looks like a stoner hoodie.
It is a stoner hoodie.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
people
looks
see
like
you.
It is.
They see you in that tie-dye gray-black hoodie, and they're like, yeah, that guy likes to smoke.
Did you see the guy that ran the marathon? Did you hear this story?
No.
Yeah,
the LA marathon?
The guy ran the LA marathon yesterday. Smoked just pre-roll after pre-roll after
while
pre-roll
running.
While running.
Good for him.
Finished the race.
Yeah.
He was like in 900th place or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But he finished the race.
Yeah.
And he was happier than everybody
he had
else.
A better time than everybody else.
Oh,
there.
No question.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I would go for that.
Johnny, I got to go tonight to the Dispo. And get you those sleeping aids.
Oh, good.
I promise you.
All right, good.
You
know? Yeah,
you
I'll
make
take
sure
them.
I get there tonight. It closes at 9.
What the hell is the Dispo?
Well, that's what my, that's what the younger people.
Oh, for a dispensary?
Dispensary, yeah.
See, I go to like fancy weed stores now. They've got these fancy weed stores.
Yeah.
Well,
like Herbal Markets and MedMen. MedMen. Yeah.
MedMen. Yeah, I've seen MedMen. Yeah, they're in Vegas, all over Vegas.
Yeah. It's a fancy place.
Yeah, it's
but
fancy.
MedMen is more like a, it feels like a.
An Apple store.
Right.
Everything's under glass. It's look at that flower.
It is an Apple store.
That flower looks delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way it should be. Yeah. I've been to one the other day that when you walk in, if you didn't know what it was, you would think you're at a spa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the one I was in like last month.
Oh, I love the idea of I would like
John
pictures
walking.
Of John Ireland in a Dispo.
Okay. Yeah. But here's the funny thing. So they go, I walk in, the guy goes, hey, John Ireland, you're the second sportscaster that's been in here today.
Really?
And then he outed a female sportscaster that we all know who is in there 20 minutes. I won't say who it is because I don't know if
she
wants it out there.
I know exactly who it is, just in my head.
All right.
Yeah, I figured it out.
Who is it?
Yeah, I know.
I think you probably do know.
Who?
No.
Oh, it's not. Okay. No. I don't want to throw under the bus.
Who?
I already saw who he's
in. You saw who I
mean,
was saying.
Are we on YouTube?
Yes, we are.
Oh, everybody saw what you mouthed. Everybody saw what you mouthed.
Yeah.
No, but is there a I don't think twice about setting foot in there because it's legal.
Yeah, it's legal.
Is it bad for your image or my image that we're in there?
Absolutely not.
It's good for my image.
It's good for your image.
Yeah. It's good
completely
for my image.
I mean, I use the stuff to sleep.
When I go to
it's better
summer,
than taking Ambien.
When I go to Summer League and I pop into Mad Men, they know exactly who I am.
When they legalize this thing, man, I am going to be the endorsement of the year.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in line. That is going to be my main endorsement.
When they legalize. Didn't they already legalize
it? Federal level.
Legalize it federally so you can advertise it on the radio.
Right. Yeah. Got it. Gotcha.
They should just do that already.
Oh, come on.
Dude, when our kids are our age, it'll be, they'll laugh that we took this long to legalize it.
I mean, jeez. I mean,
for the love.
We also had prohibition in this country at one point.
The crypto, they've got this guy who's apparently vaping or smoking, and they're sending
their section.
But he says it's worse than it's ever been.
Last night was the worst it's been in 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. It was brutal.
You know, I've been there now 4 times to do games next to you guys, and I haven't smelled it once.
They haven't been out this year very much, but last night it came back with a vengeance.
And they had all to make up for all the times they weren't there.
Forget the redcoats. They had the actual guys in regular suits, security supervisors, trying to sniff the guy out, and they couldn't find him.
See, the beauty of that is all Laker fans were really nervous at the end of that game.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
Yeah.
Whatever happens,
this guy... John, this guy knows that you talk about him on the air.
Yeah. We want him to call the show.
Right. Well, now it's the challenge of, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep blowing it in their direction until somebody finally catches me.
Yeah. They can't catch him.
He must be vaping.
Oh, it's got to be.
He's not smoking.
Because he's definitely the smoke.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. I've not smoked in a while. Smoking is bad for your voice.
Yeah.
I just gummy up.
Yeah. It's not, way to go. But I'll tell you this. After gumming up and then you smoke... It'll hit you like that.
Are you guys sore from Saturday?
I was on Saturday night. Less so, a little bit yesterday. But Saturday night, I was like, you know what? I need to take in a leave. And I haven't done that in a long time after doing anything.
Yeah, Cappy, what about you?
No, because George, after the entire thing was done, when
I massaged
him. George gave me a legitimate Theragun massage.
Oh, that's nice.
Hip flexors, this, the whole thing.
I'll tell you what, I'm still sore. I'm sore in places I didn't know I had.
I was sore Saturday night, and then Sunday I felt pretty good for the most part. I even actually went out and played hoops.
Did you really?
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah, and I laid in the couch all day yesterday. Oh, just
I hadn't played hoops in a while.
I had to work out the lactic acid.
But during the Michigan State game, I went out to play a little hoops while my kids were riding bike at the park. And then I came back. And that
My favorite part of the entire event was when Mace... knew he ran out of gas.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
George and I knew he'd run out of gas.
We were just hitting it right at him every time.
Right. And he just was like, guys, I got nothing in the tank.
And then
the
worst part. You called Uncle?
Yeah. But the worst part, John, he was running out of gas, and we had like a 3 or 4 point lead, and then we blew it, and him and his brother
Brian rallied.
Which means then they had to keep playing. They had because you have to win by two.
Careful what you wish for there. Yeah.
13-11 win by two. It's like, God, if I'm only safe if you hit the ball directly at me, I got a shot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not moving.
We were doing drop shots right at Mace every time.
No lateral movement. Yeah. No far. Nothing. Just nothing.
But his brother, a badass.
Right. He's a really good player.
I was about to say older. Is he older?
He's younger. He's a year younger than me.
Younger Mishonsky.
He's a big man.
You know when you play ping pong, you can put like crazy spin on the ball? That's what he was doing every time he served it to us.
Yeah, his serve was amazing.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys, what do you got planned today?
Stupidity.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to race to my car to get some stupidity.
Trudell,
I bet it's going to be bussing and dank.
Yeah, both. Trudell is going to start playing pickleball with me now because he's going to get into it.
All right.
Well,
now
he probably wants to piece next year.
I called Trudell because he went to Northwestern and I went to UCLA. So I called him right before the game on Saturday. Yeah. I said, are we going to bet? And he goes, yeah, I'll bet you, but I want the points. I go, that's not the... I go, you can't...
But you're UCLA, he's Northwestern.
I go, but it's
a school pride
It is a school pride. I said, make my punishment worse than yours.
Right.
But you can't take the points. You can't lose the game and win the bet.
I don't have a problem with him negotiating that, though, because Northwestern has only literally been in the tournament twice, and it's been both times with Chris Collins.
Had we made the bet, they covered.
Right?
Yeah, it was UCLA was favored by 7 and they only won by 5.
Right.
But we didn't make the
It was a good game.
Yeah. Hey, Ireland, I got to wrap this because I got to race to my car so I can hear all this stupidity.
Well, as you know, I don't know why you're in a big hurry. I like to stay for as long as possible on Crosstalks. And the fact that you're rushing these two out of the studio is very unprofessional. I think you should take a trophy and throw it on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, where's the EAP, Bergman?
Yeah,
I want to talk to the EAP person on the air.
That
would be brilliant.
You can record the person.
No,
they're okay with it.
Get the EAP for Ireland. He needs it. Yeah, this man's working too hard. He's throwing trophies around the
building. Doing it.
People are very. But Bergman's like seriously offended that I threw that trophy.
I was totally pissed. Stunned.
I mean, listen. I'm very annoyed by it. I would. We should play it back later.
Oh, it was on YouTube.
We should play it back because the reaction on, I didn't watch it on YouTube, but I heard the reaction on the air, and you could hear people being stunned in the studio.
I was like, what?
Oh, I'd like to hear
what'd
it.
You just do?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
It was not your trophy.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
I want to hear it, though.
You can see him take it out of Sliwa's hand and throw it at the wall.
Oh, by the way, Eric Herrera just tweeted this. Big E in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. To all of us, he says, if LA Ireland walked into a dispensary, they'd think it was a raid about to go down.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true.
All right, coming up next for you, Sedano and Cap, we're back tomorrow at, we got our big panel tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They didn't invite a Hispanic person on those panels. You better bring
that
up.
Is that correct?
In Los Angeles.
Will you come?
No, I am not coming. I'm boycotting.
Drawing the line?
Yeah.
You can't.
Go mention that. Why wasn't there a brown person on these panels?
It's going to be my lead. I'm leading.
Seriously.
With that.
Leading if not, with that. I'm never doing crosstalk again.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to lead.
What happens if we never have to crosstalk again? I'll do it right now.
Throw a trophy.
Yeah. I'll throw it at a brown person.
Seriously.
Will that end crosstalk?
Seriously. No, then you're really in trouble.
Yeah, then you are in big trouble.
Yeah.
All right. Sedano and Cap next. See you tomorrow, 7:10 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Sliwa trophy thing or no?
I did not hear this.
It sounded insane when I was listening to it. During their crosstalk. Lindsay's going to find it. I want you to hear it because I'd love to just get your opinion on it. Oh, my God.
Can't believe that, dude. He took his trophy and threw it. By the way, who awarded the trophy? Like, was that something
Tommy.
That was that pre-planned or was that like an extra trophy that was laying around?
They made one for whoever did the best in like, where because we kept talking about doing a round robin, right?
Yeah.
And they did. They deserved it.
Yeah, I gotta say, you know, like, part of sports is being a good sport, right? Like when the Lakers get beat on Friday night in devastating fashion,
yeah.
You still really should be a professional and shake the other guy's hand, tip a cap, et cetera, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It pains me, George,
mm-hmm.
today
mm-hmm.
to come on the radio
yeah.
and admit
mm-hmm.
that we got our asses handed to us
we did.
By Travis and Sliwa.
We did, totally.
And it happened in such a flash.
Right. It was over before we knew it.
Right. Like, I can't even tell you analytically, like, what went wrong.
I mean, I can tell you what went wrong.
Tell me.
Travis was a monster at the net.
Yep. True.
I mean, he just slammed it every time he got a chance, and we had nothing. We could do nothing about it.
Just had no answers for him.
Yeah.
Travis is one of those guys, like, when it comes to these kinds of games, I'll compare, like, a racquetball or a squash. Not that I really know squash.
Well, he's a college baseball player. So.
I understand, but when you're a big guy
mm-hmm.
and you're not, like, overly mobile or athletic,
right.
if you know the angles of the game...
Right, and a baseball player would know the angles really well.
You don't need to move.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying Travis didn't move, I just don't remember him moving.
Right. Well, meanwhile, DeMarco and Kirk did not play the angles very well.
I tried to explain to everybody, and everybody's kind of hit me up with, no, you don't get it. DeMarco plays. He's in a league. He's serious. They're too big for the game. This is a smaller person's game. Okay? You got to be very fleet of foot. You know, just because you were an NFL linebacker or defensive lineman, a lot of these guys, they're not really great athletes. They're one-trick ponies. They're football players. Now, these two guys happen to be exceptions to the rule. However, I told you in advance... I wanted the Soul Brothers. We took down the Soul Brothers.
We did. We kicked their ass. I mean, we destroyed them. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, and I want to say to DeMarco and Kirk on the air, guys, I'm really, really, really sorry. Because, like, we're going to brag about just destroying you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's, like, one of the few things that we did really well on the day. So, like, while we're acknowledging that we got destroyed by Travis and Slee,
yes,
you have to understand that for us, we got to just say we crushed you guys right after those two girls crushed you guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, first the two girls beat up on you, and then we beat up
Anything
on you.
Anything for Selena.
Anything for Selena was the name of those teams.
Yeah, JJ and Show Me, two sisters.
Right, because George was doing the play-by-play by this time because we'd already been eliminated, sadly.
Yeah, yeah.
And let me just say one other thing, George. To anybody who shows up at a pickleball tournament and lies about their skill level.
Why are you saying that someone was lying?
Hey, bro. Just honestly, like, just check yourself. That's all.
Because they were.
Well, I don't know about that because if you're referring to the team that beat us, I mean, they got. I asked the guys that beat them who eventually made it to, like, the Elite Eight or the Final Four or whatever, and I'm like, were they beginners? He's like, yeah, I think they were. That's what he said.
Nah, well,
the
those guys
said he didn't even own a paddle, and I'm not buying that.
Yup.
I mean, look.
They were doing funny formations and stuff that I'd never seen on any video I watched.
We're doing, like, these warm-ups, and these guys are doing trick shots.
Hitting
between their legs.
Yeah, that was. That, like, I said to you, I said, I think we're in trouble because this guy just hit the ball between his legs a bunch of times at me.
And these guys.
And you said, why would they show us that? And I'm like, because they're good?
These two guys, though, what cracked me up about these two guys is, unlike everybody else who was there because they're radio station listeners and they love the station, they love all the guys and the girls that are on the air.
I don't know if everybody was a radio station listener. I just say the majority of the people.
Like most 85.
People. Yeah.
Right. Most. These two guys were in the 15. These two guys beforehand, they're like, why are you guys wearing the same shirt? And who's Sedano and who's Cap? And who are you two characters? And I'm like, yeah, you know, this is like this big event that our station's putting on. They're like, we don't care. We just came here to kick ass. And I was so glad that after they humiliated us, the first game was like 11-0.
Yeah, and then we lost 11-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To watch these two guys get beat down, that was like my favorite part of the day. They became like the Chargers to me. I was hate watching them.
You're so stupid.
No, it's true, George. It's true. I mean, they come in with this cockamamie nonsense. You know, we've never played. We just
maybe
started
they
like
hadn't,
2 weeks ago.
But they said they were playing like 3 or 4 days a week for like months.
These guys were professionals.
They were
ringers. They were liars.
You're so full.
To make matters worse.
There were a bunch of people that were like, I don't know. There is professional pickleball leagues now, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
a bunch of athletes are buying these leagues and teams. Yeah.
There was guys that were like pros in the sense that like they played regularly, like weekend tournaments every weekend.
Right.
Where there's like Facebook pages and they were all talking about it, like, oh, let's jump in on this tournament, win some money, woo!
And by the way, when you win that money, Lindsay Baseball, you know what that makes you?
A pro.
A professional.
You're right, Cappy. You're right.
Earning money.
Yeah. All right, Cappy. So anything else in the pickleball weekend before we move on to the Lakers and their disjointed weekend?
I will sprinkle in pickleball commentary as the evening and afternoon goes on, along with, by the way, I'll have you all know, I'm watching Mexico versus Japan in the semifinal. Winner gets the USA.
Yeah, I would watch it too, except the TV in front of me is still on the guide that has FS1, so I can see it in like the top left-hand corner.
We got you.
Like in a small little box, but it's still the guide.
You mean on the remote control when you press enter, it's not entering?
No, it's just still the guide.
Oh, that's
annoying. A little different here, Cappy, for those
Yeah, it's direct TV. It's not your TV that you can just say FS1.
Right, which is what I did earlier.
Yeah.
There was NASCAR on. There was NASCAR on FS1. I was like, what am I watching here?
Yeah, they have NASCAR on in the day. Yeah. Like, it's a show about NASCAR.
It was lame.
Why is it lame?
Not into it.
Well, does that make it lame?
To me. Only to me.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people love NASCAR.
Yeah.
And I like that thing they do at the Coliseum.
Yeah. I mean, I actually don't love that thing. That doesn't feel like a real race to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I mean, I guess short track, right? But I mean, I'm not a race car person. But it just doesn't look like it looked cool the first time, and now it's like now it looks just like, all right, you've done that.
I just want to drive one of those cars in the Coliseum.
Okay.
You ever done that? You ever driven one of these stock cars?
No, no.
Never been to one of these schools like a Richard Petty or a Skip Barber or one of these characters?
Nope.
They're awesome.
Okay, but I thought you said the thing was lame.
No, no, I'm just not into the programming. Oh. But as far as driving the car, I'm into that.
Okay. All right, well, Cappy, coming up next, the disjointed weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has got an opinion about it. We'll get to ours in a moment. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes. Oh, I love Sting.
So do I.
Do you know what Chris means by that?
Means by what?
That he has some moves you could pick up?
Oh, I didn't know if that's what you were talking about. What kind of moves does Sting have that I could pick up on? Tell me.
He's into, like, tantric sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I could be into that.
Okay.
So I mean, saying. I've used a lot of Sting in my past as love music, you know. I mean, most people are like, you know, hey, throw on some Barry White. Like, yeah, it's very cliche.
Right.
Sting, on the other hand, Sting sets a mood for you. I'll tell you that right now. Just putting that out there for people. If you anybody wants to use that
for themselves.
Ain't
my mood, bro. It ain't my mood. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, you know.
To each their own, Cappy. I'm not right. judging. I'm just saying.
Don't hate.
I'm not hating nor judging. I'm just saying it ain't for me, you
it
know?
It ain't for you, huh?
It's for you, though, so that's okay.
I need a drink of water.
Yeah, that's why.
Need a little time?
Cover? Hey, whatever works for you, bro.
Exactly.
For sure. Ain't nobody judging. It's just funny how you just like.
Whatever floats your boat, bro.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what Chris was referring to. I didn't know if you knew he was into tantric sex.
I didn't know he was into tantric sex.
He told that to James Lipton back in inside the actor's studio.
Oh, really?
Back in the day.
Okay.
You know, because James Lipton, probably the best interviewer ever, right?
Is he really?
Oh, my God. He always surprised his guests on that show. Like, he would always say things to them, and they'd be like, how the hell did you know that?
I guess I'm going to have to go back and watch more. I guess I didn't realize that was the case. I mean, I've seen some, what was it called? Actors what?
Inside the Actors Studio.
Yeah. I mean, I can see the show. I can see the guy with the beard sitting there on the stage, the whole deal.
Yeah.
But I never knew that he was considered one of the all-time goats of interviewing.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's incredible.
That I did not know. That's wild.
Well, now you know. Did you know that the Lakers went 1-1 this weekend? I don't know how busy you were, but, you know.
Not only do I know, but I'm going to tell you something right now, George.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, just to give you the sort of sense of the world-class athlete.
Do you need some water, too?
Nah, I'm good now. Oh, okay. Just to give you a sense of the world-class athlete you're working with every day, in case you don't know. You know, everybody else is sore after pickleball. They're laying on the couch. They're sucking the wounds. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, my God, I'm so hurting. Me, Sunday morning, I got up and I was doing a one-hour Power Zone Peloton class with Olivia Amato, who's amazing, while simultaneously re-watching the pathetic finish to this Laker game. I can't believe I watched on Sunday morning the entire second half of this game again. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't want to watch my Pitt Panthers getting beat by Xavier in the tournament, you know? Dude, the way the Lakers lost to Dallas on Friday night is just like, it might be the worst loss of the entire season, given the way they had lost the previous game, the controversy of not playing Anthony Davis. Davis comes back. They've got this game at home. They seem to be in total control of the game, frankly. And within the last 10, 15 seconds of the game, they blow the entire thing.
Yeah.
I sat there and watched it over again.
And what was your biggest takeaway from that?
My biggest takeaway was, you know what? Anthony Davis, for as much as I keep saying, dude, you got to put this team on your shoulders, and he has many times, that one game right there, that was a really pathetic finish to the game. Okay? I mean, the foul for the 3 points, then coming down the other end, and the inability to hit clutch free throws, and then my opinion, that last play of the game, the three-pointer that Kleber hit, dude, you got to be in position. And I thought he was way out of position. So all in all, the final three possessions of the game, that goes to the guy who's supposed to be leading your team. And I cut him a little bit of a break because he's been great at times. But that was on Anthony Davis. Buying what I'm selling, or are you not buying? Or do I have to have compassion and tell me to go to hell?
No, I'm not going to tell you to go to hell.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
it. I would say that I will add some nuance to this.
There you go.
Okay?
Do it.
Now, if we're looking for a single person to say, if we're doing, you know, to steal the Kamenetsky brothers bit, right, and doing a blame pie, right, because of the way it all went down, yeah, Anthony Davis blew that game. I texted that to you guys in real time. However, as I went back and rewatched the game, you know, because again, when you rewatch something, you're like, oh, okay, I can see things kind of unfolding differently, right? Because you're taking the emotion out of it when you watched it one time already.
You already know the result. So right. Go ahead. Yeah.
And here's what I've noticed. And by the way, it's now happened, I believe, how many games? I want to make sure I have this correct. It has happened to the Lakers for 6 games, basically.
What has happened?
Teams, for the most part, okay? Yeah. Not every possession, but a lot of possessions, are basically, they're guarding Anthony Davis with one guy and then shading him with a second guy, basically. So what's happening is they're showing him defensive looks. Teams started to do that with Toronto, even though they beat Toronto. And the Knicks did some of that, and the Pelicans did a little bit of that, but that game got away, so, you know, whatever. Houston did a little bit of that. The Mavericks certainly did some of that. And I saw some of it with Orlando yesterday, too. And you're starting to see teams go like, wait a second, let's just put two on AD, let those other guys beat us. And in that game, the Mavericks, while they were dead in the water, okay, and Anthony Davis blew it with the foul on Kleba for the three shots, I would even take away another, the possession before that where Kleba was guarding Anthony Davis and he settled for a mid-range jumper and Kleba had a great contest on it and AD's jumper was short.
Are you calling him Kleba?
It's Kleba. That's how you say his name.
And I'm saying Kleber?
Yes.
Okay, so just insider, outsider? Little,
correct.
Little distinction right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, Maxi Kleba.
Okay.
Right. So there were definitely multiple moments, including what you talked about, the last closeout for Anthony Davis. He was in no man's land defensively while Kleba had got enough space to get that shot. It was almost a mirror image of what Indiana did to the Lakers, remember, in that game? Earlier this season in November?
I know what you're saying. I mean, I don't have the recollection that you do, but yes, I know what you're saying. But I mean, listen, wasn't it also a brilliant possession by Kyrie Irving?
Oh, no question. No question.
Because while the defense is all over him and Kyrie is dribbling and thinking and he's cornered and he can't figure out what he's going to do and he can't create his own shot in that moment, I mean, it's a great pass by Kyrie, but who, by the way, was eating the Lakers for lunch.
Right.
But to be so out of position.
Yeah, but so here's the other things that stood out. Right, he was in no man's land. Mm-hmm. Unlike that play against Indiana that I was talking about where everybody was blaming LeBron, but the problem was they doubled the ball handler and LeBron had to then go to the paint and then try to run back out to the three-point line because everybody rotated and nobody rotated back.
Boy, you remember that much better than I do.
Yeah, it was Halliburton to Nembhard, the three-pointer. So I have a photographic memory, Cappy, when it comes to basketball. So,
I mean, it's a little weird almost, you know?
Okay.
Not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, the names, the recollection, the formations, the games. I mean, when was that Indiana game?
It was November, I want to say.
Well, not want to say. You know for sure.
I'm pretty sure it was in November.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
The other issues I thought were, I mean, did you ever look to see how many three-pointers the Lakers made in that game?
Like, not very many.
Right. Yeah. 5 of 20.
Yeah. Not good.
Second lowest of the entire season. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was already a big problem, right? And, you know, I heard Ireland mention this but after he threw the Sliwa's trophy.
This was after he did. He took somebody else's property and just threw it and disrespected it the way he did, huh?
Yeah, after he threw Sliwa's trophy. Mm-hmm. He mentioned this, too. Austin Reeves missed some free throws in that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, AD in that game, the last minute and a half were a disaster. But he was incredible prior to that. Like, he carried them. Even though the Mavericks were shading him with two guys, he was really, really good up until those last 90 seconds. He had 26, 10, and a couple of assists, too.
Yeah, so, listen, I mean, coaches say this all the time, George. It's cliche coach talk. You ready? Anybody can start, but it's how you finish.
I get you it.
Look, Anthony Davis is your guy.
Yeah.
And in the previous game against Houston, we spent the entire day on Thursday kvetching and complaining about why the Lakers chose to sit him. You know, then he comes back. You're at home. You're playing Dallas. You saw they were 500. The Lakers, you know, were behind the Mavericks. They needed that win. They were in control of that game.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go back and look at it again. I'll pull up the play-by-play. But
they were up 105 to 100 with 4 minutes to go.
Okay. And then how about 2 minutes to go?
2 minutes to go, they were up 107-103.
Okay, so I'm not saying that that they've pulled away. I'm just saying they seem to be in control of the game. When Kleber, you like to call him Kleba, when he hits that three-point shot, or when he shoots that ball, and they're I think they were down by three at that point.
Yeah, no, they were down four. So okay, he got it to within one.
Right. So then you, when you get to the other end of the floor and you know that Anthony Davis is going to be sent to the line.
Right. He missed the first one.
He's got to make that.
Yeah.
And guys miss free throws. Okay, fine. I get it. I'm just saying you're the best player. You're the guy that's supposed to be carrying us. You got to make those shots. I'm not telling him something he don't know.
What I would argue with you is that while I think he blew it, because ultimately the game was on his shoulders, you're 100% right. But what have I always told you? Two things can be true at the same time, right?
Well, that's what you say.
Okay. Two things can be true, or more than one thing can be true at the same time. How about that? It doesn't have to just be two.
Okay.
So it can be more than one thing. And that Anthony Davis blew it at the end.
Yeah.
And the Lakers around him didn't help him during the earlier parts of the game. When you only had five threes, you're not going to win that game very often. Generally speaking, I'd love to, you know, I'm going to email ESPN Stats and Info and ask them.
Yeah, let them do it.
Well, because they could do it a lot faster than me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to email them and ask them what the percentage chance of winning if you hit only 5 3-pointers in a game are in the NBA this season. And yeah. I bet you it's really low.
And then go back a couple games, and I again, Mr. Photographic Memory,
mm-hmm.
what game was it where the Lakers came out and they couldn't even miss a 3-point shot?
I mean, there's been a number of those lately.
No, but recently here, within the last couple of games.
Was it the Pelicans?
Maybe. How many did they hit in that game? Do you recall? They won the game 123-108.
I think they hit nearly 20 in that game.
I'm gonna look it up here real quick.
It's got to be like close. I would say somewhere between like 17 and 20.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
18 for 39
there. There you go.
Okay, 46%.
There you go. Nearly 50%.
So you're going to go from shooting that way
right.
just a few games earlier. And look, I got it, guys. Okay, I get it. There's a lot of travel.
Yeah.
There's rest. There's who's feeling good that day,
yeah.
whose wife's giving them a hard time, whose
right.
kids got to get to school. I mean, look, they're human beings.
You know all that stuff.
I got all of it.
Yeah.
They're humans.
Yeah.
But when you're in this sort of a playoff race,
mm-hmm.
you got to yeah. have your A game.
I mean, look, let's be honest. You know who was really bad in that Dallas game?
Let me hear.
You want me to tell you on the other
yeah.
side?
Yeah, tell me.
All right, I'll do that. And that there's some football stuff I want to get to. And
okay.
and the tournament. I mean, we haven't even talked about the tournament yet. Oh, Bad Bunny. There's a What You Need to Know coming up with Bad Bunny in a little bit.
Hey, speaking
little tease.
Of what, yeah, speaking of What We Need to Know, I just checked my phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, Jonathan Watson,
yeah.
who's like one of our great listeners, who's like, I've always said is like our, he's like our internet producer in a lot of ways.
Love Jonathan Watson and his podcast.
Always sending a lot of information and material for the show
Shout
and throughout the show.
Yeah.
And now, Lindsay, did you not know this or did Chris not know this? Because when you said Sting.
I just put Sting in the email and honestly.
And he thought it was, and Chris thought it was the singer.
Yeah. And honestly, me as like a wrestling fan, I didn't even think of like the singer Sting.
Right.
That didn't even come to my mind.
No.
So I didn't even like think to differentiate
but,
the two.
But nonetheless, hilarious that we went into a whole tantric sex conversation because Sting, the singer, is into tantric sex. And then we had the whole James Lipton conversation inside the actor's studio. And then when it was really our buddy Sting, the wrestler who came on the show a few months ago.
Yeah, I mean, I was like waiting for like the Sting entrance.
Why don't we call Sting the wrestler and start calling him Sting the wrestler? We'll have Sting the singer and Sting the wrestler. Why don't we call Sting the wrestler and ask him if he's into tantric sex? Now, if he is,
yes,
then
the whole conversation
yep.
is
still
right
applies.
On.
Yes, 100%.
Not gonna lie, like I would have known that if I was like grabbing a soundbite. So at the time when he played the rejoin, I had my headphones on, like connected to my computer because I was trying to find the trophy throwing clip. So I did not hear it. Otherwise, I probably would have jumped in and been like, by the way, wrong Sting.
Yeah, yeah. But hilarious nonetheless.
A little embarrassing, but
no.
funny.
No, it's
not
funny.
Embarrassing. It's funny.
It's
These
funny.
Things happen.
That's
yeah.
funny.
No, I don't mean like embarrassing for us. I mean for somebody.
I mean,
more for Chris.
It's just like the time that we got, yeah. you know, I got Freddie Prinze Jr.'s year of his birthday wrong.
Right,
you know?
And I text him to get the actual year. Right.
Yeah, it was. Yes. I gave him, I made him 1 year younger than he really is.
Right.
I'm sure he appreciated, you know?
Yeah, probably.
It's okay, Chris. I have the blooper of forever. You know,
Aaron Hank.
Yeah.
Aaron okay. Hank.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah.
Everybody's saved because of me.
Yeah.
So y'all good.
Yeah.
Aaron, comma Hank, and it works.
Yeah. Exactly.
So Cappy, Friday night before
yeah.
I get to the tournament.
Yep.
D'Angelo Russell was brutal in that game. Brutal. And I watched it back, and Grant in LA kind of nails it here in this tweet, where he's like, D'Angelo basically kept trying to take the big shot to seal the game and missed every single one of them. Like, every dagger, he just missed it.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you know, when you're a shooter, you got to keep on shooting.
Sure, I don't have a problem with that, but at some point or another, if you know, late in the game, maybe get the ball in the hands of somebody else.
That's what I always say about LeBron. Late in games, dude, if you're off.
Wait,
just,
but there's a difference between D'Angelo. I think that in life there are degrees to things.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ever put D'Angelo Russell and LeBron James in the same sentence at the end of the game.
No, what I'm getting at is that is that here I am saying, hey, dude, if you're not hot, if you don't feel it, if it ain't dropping for you, don't keep shooting.
Right.
Shooter's supposed to shoot.
But I would listen, certain people have the green light forever. LeBron James.
Yeah, I'm not sure D'Angelo has that.
Kobe Bryant, right? Like, you could keep, you know, whatever. Name any guy who is like a 10-time type all-star, right? Like, you got the green light.
Yep.
D'Angelo Russell, no offense, is not that guy. He's a great player, but he's not that.
No, yellow light for D'Angelo. Yellow. I mean, if it's full green, shoot. You know, especially if you're hot, go through.
Well, when you're 5 of whatever, 15 or whatever he was at. You know,
5 of 17.
Well, right, exactly. But by the time
0 for 6 from 3-point range.
Those last couple shots, he was like, you know, still like at 5 of 14 and 5 of 15. At that point, you're probably like, I know I think I'm going to make the next one. But, you know, he's part of his job is to also, hey, get everybody else involved, you know?
Hey, George, listen, you know, you're talking about Friday night.
Yeah.
And we're going back to this game on Friday night against
Because
Dallas.
That's the one people are upset about.
They should be upset about it.
Because it cost them. They have now lost the tiebreaker to the Dallas Mavericks. As great as Austin Reeves was yesterday.
Yep.
And he deserves a lot of credit. I love Austin Reeves. He's one of the nicest kids around. He's a really good basketball player. They have a gem, no question about it, with Austin Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to beat the Orlando Magic.
That's what I was going to get at.
I mean,
we're kind of going backwards here, and we're talking about Friday night. And I understand why. I mean, believe me, when I went back and rewatched it on Sunday, I was like, oh, man, I'm glad I rewatched it because I want to make sure that all of this is fresh in my mind come Monday. But then what happened last night? You're playing Orlando.
Yeah.
I got it. They beat the Clippers. I get it. Okay,
they beat the Celtics twice.
But still, you're in the middle of a playoff race. You're playing one of the lowliest teams in the entire NBA. You're at home on a Sunday night. You got to win that game. And by the way, they did. But, man, did they make it hard on themselves or what? Like, that's the kind of game that you got to go out there and play the way they played against New Orleans, where you have a 35-point lead at halftime. I mean, dude, they are making this so much harder than it has to be. I love Austin Reeves, too, man. I mean, to see a guy who's an undrafted player to become the guy that he has become in this league and to score 35 points last night, I mean, I love underdog stories like that. But, I mean, I don't want to forget the fact that they just barely skirted by, George.
Yeah. They did. Now, they struggled at the end. If Paolo Banchero doesn't kind of have a brain fart situation on that last play, and then point at the ref the entire way back to get teed up.
Right.
You know, Orlando still has a chance to potentially still be in that game, right, at the end. So
I couldn't believe it. At halftime, you're like, okay, you know, hey, good, all right. And then, I mean, you're like, you look up and you're like, is it really? I mean, come on, 101, 101. I mean, really? How did it get to this point? You're playing Orlando at home.
Right. But I've told you this a long time ago. The NBA this year, more than every other year that I've ever seen, okay, and I've been running around in arenas in this league for 20 years now, okay? This year, more than any other year, I said from the beginning of the season, this is why I tell you, you got to listen to me, Cappy, okay?
I don't know.
I mean, I've been telling you, hey, every team has got somebody that can snatch a win from you on any given night, and that's what's happened this year.
Yeah, but last night, given the circumstances, losing to Houston, you know, just blowing a game late against Dallas, you got Orlando in town. Mm-hmm. You got to find a way to make things just a little bit easier and not have to have everybody biting their fingernails off till the very end of this game.
But are they that good, though?
No. Well, the
Lakers good enough to be doing that on a regular basis?
Well, that's the problem is that, and I'm going to say this right now, George, I blame the media. This is 100% the fault of the media. This is why I don't do the media. You know, it's why I don't conduct business within the media.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's why I don't give interviews to the media.
Yeah.
you know, like 3, 4, 5 weeks ago.
Do you get a lot of requests?
Oh, dude, I tons. Mm. I mean, tons. You know, I mean, daily.
Okay.
So, listen.
Before more recognized right now? You or Clinton Yates if you walk down like the Del Amo Mall?
It's not even close. I mean, Clinton Yates has different credentials.
Right.
President of the Handsome Man Community.
Right.
Television's Clinton Yates.
Yeah.
Around the Horn.
Yeah.
I mean, Clinton Yates is a legitimate superstar.
Yeah.
I'm a little lowly nobody.
Okay. But I'm saying, we walk down the Del Amo Mall.
Yep.
We're going to go have a little happy hour at Frida right there.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, we're going there. We're walking through. You know, we come in through Macy's. We're going through, like, the fancy part of the mall, you know?
Do I get to stop and spray some cologne on myself? Or
yeah, sure. We okay. We pass the Boss store, you know, the Lululemon store, you know? I know, you know, you may be into, well, you like, what's the, Vuori?
I like Vuori.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we walk by there. We're heading towards, like, towards the Nordstrom. We decide to hang a left and then go out to Frida and have a happy hour. You think that Clint Yates still gets recognized more than you at the Del Amo Mall?
Oh, I would say for sure.
Okay.
Again, legitimate superstar.
Can I ask a differentiating question here? Yeah. Is Clinton wearing a hat or not? Because he claims that he has to wear a hat to keep all of the fans from recognizing him. So is he wearing a hat or not?
Oh, that's a good question.
In a situation.
Even while wearing a hat, people are still pointing and they're going, see that guy right there? See that middle-aged white guy right there? I don't know who that is, but you see that young, cool guy right there?
Clinton Yates.
That's Clinton Yates right there.
All right, so before you finish with your commentary on the Lakers, and we can continue that on the other side, I have a request for you, apparently.
For me?
Yeah, it says, I want to book an interview with Scott Kaplan.
Who wants to book it?
Steve Mason. He wants to know who he needs to talk to.
Okay. Well, he can talk to my people.
Okay. Now, would that be the CappyCast people, or do you want Lindsay and Laura to handle that?
No. This is going to go up another chain. This is going to go up another level here.
Rachel?
No. He's got to go directly to ESPN PR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You want to book an interview with me? You go to ESPN PR.
Bill Hoffheimer?
That's right. Hoffheimer.
Yeah.
What if I want to book you?
Then you talk to them also.
Late Night with Laura?
Yeah. No, he's always on that.
Yeah, right. Now if you don't want to book me and you just want me to show up.
I love that Cappy just shows up on your Instagram.
I do.
Wait, will there be a press release from ESPN PR, Cappy, to announce the interview?
You know, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That you won't get in your email that you don't have?
Right, I can't figure out my whole email. Anybody want to help me with my email?
Yeah.
Anybody at ESPN email available?
So, Cappy, do you want to, since we didn't talk about the tournament, we should do that. And we'll get your final thoughts on the Lakers, because I feel like you were hanging on to something, but then we started, you know, going in different tangents.
Yeah, that's
Do you remember what the hell you wanted to say?
No, but I'll get there.
Okay.
We'll come up with something else interesting to say.
We'll do that next, including a Bad Bunny, what you need to know.